Hedge fund founder Raj Rajaratnam is guilty in a big insider trading case.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Galleon hedge fund founder Raj Rajaratnam was convicted this morning on all counts of conspiracy and securities fraud in his New York City trial, 14 counts in all. Rajaratnam faces up to 20 years in prison but was released on bond until sentencing in late July. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore has been following the trial. She's with us live this morning to talk about this morning's verdict. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Remind us of the charges Rajaratnam was accused of. He was convicted of all those charges, right?
Right, exactly. So most of the charges were securities fraud, which in this case means insider trading. He wanted to get information about companies that were about to announce big news, like, you know, new earnings or mergers. And then he arranged to trade on that information, making a very tidy bundle of $60 million. The other charges were related to conspiracy. So he had about 26 people who were also accused of the same things he was, and 21 of them have already pled guilty, which, of course, I guess made it a foregone conclusion that he would too, but it's still a stunning verdict.
Put this into context for us, Heidi. How big a deal is this conviction?
Right. Well, that's why this is a stunning verdict. It is incredibly hard to get an insider trading conviction because it can be so shadowy. How do you know when somebody got the information and when they traded on it? Maybe it was just a casual conversation. Maybe it wasn't with bad intent. So for prosecutors to be able to get a huge fish like Raj Rajaratnam, one of the most successful hedge fund managers on Wall Street, is really the victory of what is a very young century right now.
Will this have broader implications for Wall Street?
Sadly, probably not. One thing that we have to keep in mind is that all of the things that Raj Rajaratnam was accused of happened over the course of the past 10 years. So this is really a cleanup case, and there's a lot of insider trading that goes on and will go on because people want to test their limits. So maybe people will be a little bit more careful for a while. But as we've seen, insider trading is an evergreen problem on Wall Street. It keeps happening again and again. So it probably will in the future.
And the sentencing is in late July, right?
Right, exactly. And he faces about 15 to 20 years in jail, but he'll probably appeal before that.
New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore reporting live for us. Heidi, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now, anywhere half a percent or more across the board. The Dow down 84 points at 12,675. The price of oil is trading at about $101 a barrel, down a bit from yesterday. The U.S. bought more goods than it sold in March, widening the nation's trade deficit to the highest level since June of last year. That's despite the fact American exports were at a record high for the month. Bailed out insurance giant AIG and the federal government, well, they're going to sell 300 million shares of AIG stock to the public. The sale could raise upwards of $9 billion. Toyota said today it made much less money in the last 3 months, 77% less because of the earthquake, which has caused production problems and, of course, those recall issues as well. Some big-name companies are threatening to leave cash-strapped Illinois. That's after lawmakers there increased taxes on businesses and then decided to let some local incentives expire next year. From Chicago Public Radio, Susie Ahn reports.
You know that great Chicago icon, the Sears Tower? Well, that's no more. It's called the Willis Tower now because Sears moved its headquarters to a cheaper location in the suburbs. And with rising taxes, Sears is considering yet another move to another state. Paul Swinand analyzes Sears for Morningstar.
I think overall, Sears is purely looking at the bottom line. So the company has been struggling recently, and if they can get significant tax savings, they can take that money and plow it back into the business.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says he is willing to negotiate tax incentives.
We will sit down with the Sears people and their representatives and elected representatives. I'm sure we'll work out something.
Quinn seems to be coming to the table a lot lately. Recently, Illinois made a deal with Motorola Mobility. That company is getting a $100 million tax break over the next 10 years. In Chicago, I'm Susie Ahn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at Manta.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Commerce, Science, and Education Foundation, dedicated to supporting innovative programs making a positive impact on the lives of individuals and communities.
Your cup of joe probably costs more today than it did a few years ago, a lot more. But Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says it isn't his fault. Schultz blames speculators for soaring coffee prices. And on a visit to the UK, the Starbucks chief said market manipulation has driven the price of beans up to a 34-year high. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Last month, coffee cost an average of $2.31 a pound. That's almost double what it was a year ago. This is not due to supply and demand, claims Howard Schultz. The Starbucks chief told the BBC that speculators have been covertly pushing up the price of coffee and other agricultural commodities.
I wish there was a lot more transparency involved in the process in which we could really understand what the index funds, the hedge funds are doing. It's a very strange phenomenon.
Schultz wants the regulators to wake up and smell the coffee and investigate. But Keith Flurry, commodities analyst at Rabobank, says there's little mystery about the high coffee price. Supply is being outstripped by demand, especially in emerging markets.
There's a lot more competition for the beans internationally, not just from cafe drinkers in Europe, but cafe drinkers in China, as well as drinkers in Brazil themselves.
Helping to drive that demand, he says, is the huge growth in the number of cafes, like Starbucks, opening up around the world. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, the cardigan worn prominently by Jeff Bridges in the movie The Big Lebowski is up for auction this weekend in Beverly Hills. It's some Hollywood memorabilia auction. Well, the opening bid for the dude's beige, orange, and brown zip-up knit sweater should be around $5,000, but will likely fetch a lot more than that. What's not up for bid is the rug that really tied the room together. Remember that one? Forgot what the dude's sweater looks like? Check it out at our website, marketplace.org. I'm on Twitter at Radio Chio. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.